brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have that Professor Lipstadt on in the last hour. I wanted to find out if the BBC was misquoting her, talking out of both sides of her mouth. Because on one side, she says, I'm for free speech, but oh, it is Austrian law, and, you know, 3 months is enough time for David Irving for saying that there wasn't a Holocaust. Again, I'm not debating whether it happened or didn't happen. I mean, clearly Hitler killed a bunch of Jews. I get irritated by the fact that we don't ever talk about how he killed even more Poles and more Germans, for that matter. I mean, he really did kill about 10 million people with his, you know, with his own orders. And then another, did you know another 20 million Germans died during that war? 20 million Germans. But no, in camps or by execution, about 10 million people. That's very conservative numbers, and millions of those were Jews, folks. But then I get mad at these labor socialist Zionists with their own documents. This is public. Now, this is in the major Jewish papers in Israel. If people learn about it, Hitler was like, here, come pick up boatloads of these people. And they're like, no, they have to pay us to be able to get out, or they have to promise to come to Israel. And that's what happened. And now, boy, I've opened the can of worms on this, but fine, people can discuss it, people can debate it, people can go into it if they'd like to. But really, Israel and all the things that have happened over there, it's a political football that's thrown around. And then we never focus in on the globalists and their New World Order. And nobody ever talks about the Saxe Coburg Gothas or the British Dutch royal families that, from all my research, are numero uno. Have the Rothschilds married into these Germanic royal families? Yes. So it is bizarre who is running things. But regardless, we should believe in free speech. And now we have this headline, burning down Danish embassies, more Straussian psychological warfare. On Friday, I really read about this, studied it, figured out what was happening, and I called Watson up and said, we ought to write an article on it. We were both busy covering other stuff, but thank God, Kurt Nemo hit the nail on the head as usual. And has done a great job. That's up on prisonplanet.com. I want to read some of his article. It's long, full of data and information. All checks out with my research. Then I've got some other things I want to add to that. This is an inside job, so it's very sophisticated. So before Muslims get mad at me, or before neocons get mad at me, before liberals get mad at me, we're going to talk about three-dimensional politics here, not two-dimensional false paradigm you're given normally. Three-dimensional. I'm going to try to be calm and go into the zone and really explain how, just in this one little area, this is just a microcosm of everything else, how the ball bounces, how the world turns, how the globalists operate, okay? And I don't do this a lot because it's just so complex, and then I think about one facet of it, and it goes to another facet. It's like almost like fractals, you know, wheels within wheels, within wheels. But and this is how they operate. This is how intelligence agencies operate. When you read their own policy manuals, this is almost the alchemy they're using. But it is a science. It is an art form at the same time. It is the state of the art. And so we'll try to get into that. Two Jordan editors are arrested. Two Jordanian newspaper editors were published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad have been arrested. Outrageous. And I want to say to some of the extreme Muslims out there who think you're going to, sorry, you can't come to America, you can't come to Europe, and then tell us what we can and can't do. We don't tell you to go eat pork. We don't force pork chops down your throat. And you're going to play into the globalist hands you already have. And I'm going to break it down when we get back. It's just people got to get more sophisticated than this. You're about to really get clobbered. I'm trying to protect you because in protecting you, I protect myself. The globalists are attacking the indigenous populations of the West and the populations of the U.S. as well. So we're all in the same frying pan together, and it's about time we stop having tribal squabbles and we figure that out. Don't you Muslims know most of your leaders are on globalist payroll, stirring you up with stuff like this? All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to go into it after the break. Then I got stuff like this on free speech. Woman arrested after racist language at a Taco Bell. Called a black person allegedly a name, so they're charging her with a crime. That's baloney. You see? And no, I don't like calling black people names. I've had them call me names. I don't call the cops. It's free speech.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into what's really going on, the news behind the news, concerning the Prophet Muhammad caricatures being put in newspapers all over the world, starting, of course, in Europe. And then, of course, we're going to go to your phone calls, Jim, Tom, Clinton, Chris, Mark, and many others. Talk about free speech predominantly today, but there's a lot of other news coming up as well, like Group Air's ad on 24, hoping to influence debates on Patriot Act. Now, the last episode, last week of 24, one of these government groups put an ad on during it, pushing the Patriot Act. See, this is where reality and fantasy merge. And so I'm going to get to that after we take some calls and cover, of course, the free speech issue. First off, we are adding a new item, I would say every week at least, some weeks, two items, to the video and bookstore on Infowars.com. And we have added 9-1-1 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA by Webster Griffin Tarpley. This is a beautiful book. Just full of documents and photos, an easy read with a great bibliography in the back, charts. It's just so good. And I forget what we're selling this for. I think like $18 or something. And it's just such a nice book, such a great cover too. For people do judge books by their cover, and so this is a good gift to give somebody. Very well written, and his analysis is exactly the same as mine. And he didn't do research off me. I didn't do research off him. We just do people go look at the same evidence, and it's overwhelming. How the globalists carried out 9/11, how they did it, and just down to the hijackers being agents, the It's all there. And, of course, we had him on Friday, Powder Burns by Estela Castillo, the third highest-level DEA agent in Latin America, high-level, witnessing U.S. government complicity in drug trafficking. By the way, this book was printed back in 94, and it's so much even more pertinent today. It's really a great read, a quick read, and it is $22 or $21.95, and there's only a couple thousand of these left, and you know, we've got a few hundred of them, and so this is going to sell out soon, and I don't know if there will even be another reprint. So if you want this book that is really going to be a classic collector, you need to get it at InfoWars.com. And, of course, we have Dylan Avery's new great 9/11 video, Loose Change 2. It's a lot better than his first. I'm really proud of it. It asks a lot of important questions, some different angles of 9/11. And it's very important. We have that on DVD only, available at InfoWars.com. We have a lot of package deals where you can get multiple videos and books together or other videos together, and in some cases get upwards of 75% off, because we want the incentive there for you to get more of the information and simply get it out to people. I mean, in some cases, you know, you get two items. One video is $25, and you get one more for $5 of a different title. I mean, it's just a lot of really good deals there. For three videos for $30, depending on what videos they are. So a lot of great specials at InfoWars.com right now. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, my weekly TV reports in my at the local TV studio that's won Best of Austin. The TV show's won Best TV Show in Austin in the Reader's Bowl. That's no small feat, because normally it's the UT football game one year, or it'll be Austin City Limits, or it'll be some newscast. I mean, we've won that Best TV Show, what, twice? Not Best Access Show, Best TV Show. So you get that TV show every week. And we also now every week do interviews in studio. In studio here. Stuff like Tex Mar, Estela Castillo, interviews on the toll roads nationally and how to fight them. All these different guests that we have here in studio with us. Dean Haglund, more and more. That's a new feature we've added. It's just getting better. All my best audio interviews. We have weekly reports. It's all there. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. And if you get a year subscription, you get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we just boosted the bandwidth again. Every time we hit a ceiling and it slows down, we just add more servers, more bandwidth. We just added that again on Friday. And I didn't think that was enough, because then it peaked for a few hours there. So it slowed down from 170K to 100K for your downloads. So I just put in another order. Money's no option. Just make that pipe even bigger. So every time, yeah, so we're keeping the quality up for you. It's not going to be like AOL where you get a membership there and then you can never get online. You're going to be able to get all the material. We're going to keep upgrading it as people join. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 to get any of the videos or books. And they can answer all your questions when you call there. Also, T-shirts, books on tape, bumper stickers, prisonplanet.com. You can go there and go to the shopping cart to get the your hands on the actual physical DVDs and tapes and all the rest of it. Or call 1-888-253-3139. All right, let me just try to go over what's really happening with the rioting and the burning and the rest of it with the Muslims and the Muhammad cartoons, and then we'll go to break and come back and start taking your calls. Just be patient. This needs to be covered. Try to be calm and go over this. There's some different things at work here, so let's just throw out the basic facts. Have you noticed that all of a sudden the Muslims are going wild in Europe and are burning things and are beating people up and are threatening and are saying, don't put these caricatures of Muhammad in the newspaper? Have you noticed that? Like somebody flipped a light switch and suddenly this is happening. Have you also noticed that then out of the other side of their mouth, Europe, it will arrest you if you say that you are for whites only, or if you even criticize, say, you're British and you criticize German produce, you'll be arrested. Or if you say the word homosexual, you'll be arrested. Or if you criticize a group, you'll be arrested. It isn't just the Nazis and their sympathizers or alternative historians that are being arrested. It's across the board. But they use the most extreme examples to then get everybody to accept it happening to everyone. So what is Europe talking about free speech when they're busy putting people in jail left and right. I mean, just type in hundreds raided in hate crime raid. Just type in hate crime raids, BBC, into Google. You'll get the BBC articles. Every few weeks I see them where, I mean, they have huge SWAT teams just all over the country. Your neighbor heard you say a racist comment. And they actually take you to jail. I mean, you talk about free speech. And see, now it's, oh, you criticize the war in Australia, you go to jail for 7 years. See, first it's, oh, if you're a Nazi. Then it's, oh, if you're a child molester. We all go, well, I'm not for child molesters. Then, oh, if you're a Nazi. And then, oh, if you criticize the government. See? So number one, this is Europe acting like they have free speech, getting up on their high horse and going, oh, look, we have free speech. We're all going to publish the caricatures with increasing frequency of Muhammad, where his turban is a bomb or his hat is a bomb or where he's a demon. Or, you know, there's been a whole bunch of them. OK. So we've got that going on. But the most important facet is this. Whole treatises have been written on it. It's proven that the initial rioting in France, in Paris, was stirred up by different British squads and British provocateurs, dark-skinned Franks, who were over there. And that's a whole other show, and we've done those shows. They went out, stirred up the first instances, then the police chiefs and others came out and made, you know, comments meant to stir people up. Then the police held back, let it build steam. There are whole handbooks written on how to do this. And then things fall apart. There's looting. Everybody gets scared. Dozens and dozens of cities in France have riots in them. Four or five other countries have riots. And then the population goes from being against the war and against invading other countries to now the majority starting to swing towards war. And Jacques Chirac is saying that he will nuke Iran. So magically, right on time. And of course, Muslims were out in the street burning and beating people up and dragging people out of cars. That was a week into it. It went on for 3 weeks. That did happen. It's called a snowball or a mockingbird. You, as a government op, put out the first story. The media gives it attention because they're ops too. Then they say, oh, there's hysteria. And then the hysteria actually forms itself. An example of this in marketing is they caught major toy manufacturers. They would have 20 of their employees go in, and they'd even have a friend reporter there. Did you ever wonder how reporters would catch the riot for the toy on tape? On video or the, because that's one of their PR people. They'd be there and, you know, to get the new wonderful toy for Christmas 2 months before, and there'd be a riot and women fighting over the toy. It'd be totally staged. Then other people would see that though, and there were actual people started then joining in on it, and it causes a chain reaction. It's like a feeding frenzy. It's like the globalist chum the water. When you're fishing for sharks, you put the rotten, stinky fish blood and pig blood and cow blood, and you dump it off. It stinks to high heaven, and then the sharks come, and once they're there frothing, the vibrations of the other sharks frothing, not just the blood in the water, causes them to go into a frenzy. Studies have shown it's actually the frenzying of the other sharks, that not just the blood, that causes it. So if one shark's alone, there's blood, they won't do it. Side issue, though. Now I'm getting off into animal behavior. Fish behavior, of all things. But So it's the same thing. They start the snowball rolling, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. They start the rock slide, whatever analogy you want to use, whatever parallel. So that's what's happening. That's what's going on over there. Now, at the same time, there's a whole other facet to this. Muslims will scream bloody murder when they're having their free speech restricted. They don't like their governments that restrict their free speech, propped up by our government, and in many cases Israel propping them up. But, you know, they'll decry the Egyptian government having restrictions on free speech, but then they'll go out and riot over newspapers thousands of miles away having a picture of Muhammad. And then you've got to ask yourself, why suddenly, again, did the media give such attention to this? Because they've done caricatures of Muhammad in the past. Why were there all these Danish flags, brand new, not mock Danish flags, brand new fancy ones, all the same size, by the way, served up in these remote regions where most people haven't even heard of the Danes? So caller, stay there. I've got to spend some more time, go through this in the next segment. Then I'll, bottom of the hour, start going right to your calls. But I've got to go over this, and I want to read some of Kurt Nemo's article about this, where he hits the nail on the head, and because The whole thing's staged.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
So to try to attempt to spell it all out, it's real simple. The Muslims, as usual, are falling directly into the globalist hands, being shut up. And clearly governments, Western governments, were involved, provocateuring it from the start, going out with their faces covered, saying, you know, Europe needs a 9/11, freedom needs to go to hell. Because we've proven the babies in the incubator stories was a total fraud by a PR firm. We've proven that it was old footage of them burning American flags in the West Bank on 9/11 on that day. And then a week later, clearly Israel staged one of those events. And it was Mossad dressed up. This is all admitted. See, hindsight's great because we can look at all the stuff in the past, but see, by the time it gets admitted, it'll be in obscure journals or it'll be in mainstream news, but again, back of the paper. Oh, yeah, the government staged that. See, this is the same government that was going to paint up a whole bunch of airplanes, like UN airplanes, and fly them real low through a particular area with a lot of anti-aircraft flak and SAM missiles, surface-to-air missiles, and try to get them shot down. See, that just came out Thursday. This is the same crew that said we'll have informants come out and claim that they saw WMDs when they didn't. That's clearly what it states. And it doesn't matter if we don't find them. We're going to say they got them. You see, it's the same crew. They've been doing this for so long. That's why the U.S. and Britain run the planet, because they've got the most sneaky elite that's in control of them that know how to play people off against each other. And are there Muslim extremists who would put me to the sword right now if I didn't convert to Muhammad? To Allah? Yes. Am I against them? Yes. But are they idiots on a string controlled by the globalist? Did the CIA go save the Muslim Brotherhood after Hitler fell? They were in league with him and help put them into power in a bunch of different countries because our governments, in their own public documents from the 40s and 50s, didn't want secular, free Muslim countries. No, they don't want you free. They want a bunch of nuts running around making sure women don't go to college, making sure the countries aren't free. That's admitted. Do you understand that since the 40s right through to today, it's even been in the Washington Post that every year millions of radical hadiths, radical manuals, not the Quran, but these, it's just like with the Bible. You know, they write books about the Bible that really aren't what the Bible says, but I'm not going to get into that debate. Millions of these books saying, kill Americans, kill Westerners, you know, don't let women go to school, don't, you know, the most radical interpretation possible. The globalists have been putting fertilizer on and breeding this. And then you go into all the news articles coming out about how this stuff is staged, and it is. Now, I don't mean those crowds of thousands of people. No, those are the idiots that the government's actually scared to death of in these Muslim countries that once they saw the ball rolling, once they saw the frenzy, went and jumped in. This is what Kurt Nemo reported on from different news articles. Burning down Danish embassies, more Straussian psychological warfare. By the way, P2OG says they'll do this. Amidst the corporate media feeding frenzy over the publication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad, and by the way, we put them up on Prison Planet. There's the other side of that. For those Muslim extremists out there that bought into this, we're going to do what we want. It's called the First Amendment. If you don't like it, hey, here we are. I don't cotton to intimidation, to punks and carpetbaggers. Amid the corporate media feeding frenzy over the publication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in the Danish newspaper in September, and which then for months the media had to hype. It's been going on for 4 months, 5 months. See, they finally got it to break. They finally chummed the waters. I'm sorry, see, I'll never finish this. Amidst the corporate media feeding frenzy, the publication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in Danish newspapers in September and subsequently reprinted in European media and the New Zealand in the past week, one important element has apparently slipped under the wire. The complicity of Danish imams, totally on the payroll, folks, so many of them are, Muslims need to look there, circulated the image of the brethren in Muslim countries, according to Charles Moore, writing for the UK Telegraph. When they did so, they included in their package three other, much more offensive cartoons, which had not appeared in the newspaper, which were lumped together so that many thought they had. See, those guys are on the payroll. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Provocateurs, folks. This is the Telegraph. Moore also finds it suspicious that there was no shortage of Danish flags to burn. It's hard to find a Danish flag in Austin, Texas, at the mall, much less in these Muslim countries. I raise the question because as soon as the fight began about the cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad in the newspaper, angry Muslims popped up in Gaza City and many other places, well supplied with Danish flags ready to burn. Why were those Danish flags at hand? Who build up the stockpile so that they could be quickly dragged out and right across the Muslim world and burnt where television cameras would come and look? Now, see, we could say Muslim groups staged this, but actually the big Muslim groups that aren't globalist controlled are saying this is an op right now, see? Because this doesn't actually help Muslims or their countries. This is going to get the Europeans all scared and in line to come in there and just blow your countries to pieces. So go out and riot and act like idiots. You're going to really get it now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To Jim, Tom, Clinton, Chris, Mark, many others. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Burning down Danish embassies, more Straussian psychological warfare. And then this is the London Telegraph saying it's suspicious that all these flags magically pop up. It goes on. Angry Muslims popped up in Gaza City and many other places, well supplied with Danish flags ready to burn. You notice in the past they always have a white piece of fabric painted up like the flag, because they can't find those flags in those dirt villages. Why were those Danish flags on hand? No, these were fancy, brand new, same size plastic ones, nylon, who built up the stockpile so they could be quickly dragged out right across the Muslim world and burnt where television cameras could come and look. The more you study the story of spontaneous Muslim rage, the odder it seems. More also, that's what he said, by the way. That's London Telegraph, not Kurt Nemo, see. Moore also mentions Sheikh Yusuf al-Zaghari, head of the International Association of Muslim Scholars, who has called for an International Day of Anger in response to the cartoons. For Straussian neocons and their fellow Clash of Civilization War Against Islam travelers, al-Zaghari is the perfect radical Muslim for their propaganda purposes. He supports Palestinian suicide bombing and opposes negotiating with Israel. According to the neocon, and Jacob C. Lakudite, organizer, MEMRI, Middle East Media Research Institute. He has issued a fatwa calling for the murder of all Americans in Iraq, both civilian and military. And it goes on, as it turns out, he has never issued the fatwa, and Straussian neocon lies are legendary. It is also said that Iman supports the execution of gay men, although this point is of less importance to the Straussians who run foreign policy in the United States. And then it goes into a bunch of other really suspicious stuff. It goes on for hours. But that's my point. Are there Muslims who are extreme? Yeah, they've done major studies and polls, around 6 or 7%, who do want to force us all to convert by the sword if need be, and who want women all wearing headdresses all the time and not learning how to read or write. Yes. And do those people for 50-plus years, what is it, like 58 years now, since about 1947, do they have total support of our government, and are they lavish with money and support? Yes, yes, yes. Can we prove that? Yes, yes, yes. Have I made multiple films and written the books about it? Yes, yes, yes. Does it take all day to cover it all? Yes, yes, yes. There's so much. That's the problem. It's so obvious. And so I want to warn the people in the Middle East over there, whether they be Christian, Muslim, it doesn't matter. You're being manipulated. Most of you know that, and you figured that out. It's just, this is very suspicious, so knock it off. Knock it off. If you want the free speech to criticize the globalist or Israel or the labor Zionist or whoever it is you don't like, then knock it off. And, you know, if your religion says don't show pictures of the... Well, you know what? Your religion also says don't have idols. But what do you think's on top of your mosque? I mean, what do you think that is up there? That's an ornament. You know, I hear Muslims aren't supposed to wear jewelry. I see Muslims all the time wearing jewelry. So, again, I don't want to tell you your own religion, but just knock it off. Don't decide to get mad at this when you're violating tenets much larger every day. But it's just like so many Christians. You know, they'll sit there and tell you how to follow the Bible all day while they got a beam in their own eye. It's just be as wise as a serpent and, what's the quote? As wise as a serpent, as harmless as a dove. I mean, I like to say walk easy but carry a big stick. That isn't in the Bible, folks. That's another way of saying it. I mean, it's simple. You need to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and not just every time the globalists poke you, you go like a raging bull out of the gate so they can go, oh, look at the raging bull. But notice, all of this is starting up, and we have all the evidence it's provocateur, right before they get ready to go into Iran. And now it's got Jacques Chirac saying, we'll nuke Iran. What does nuking Iran have to do with Muslims running around terrorizing people after they were stirred up? I don't defend those that were stirred up. And it was many others that jumped in on the free-for-all. Why does Jacques Chirac accelerate the immigration of Muslims if they're so bad? Why do we need to nuke a country instead of just not putting up with riots? Why did the cops stand down? Well, see, now everybody's got the images of the Muslims doing this to themselves. And it's just walking right into a trap, boys and girls. The question is, are you more worried about the Muslim extremists, which your bosses just so happen to have created America? Or are you more worried about the globalists, who openly write books about how they plan to kill 85 to 95% of us? It's the same thing. Are you more worried about the Muslims, who aren't taking your jobs, by the way, who aren't deindustrializing this country? Or are you more worried about China, who has slaves and openly sells their organs and who's openly threatening to nuke this country? I'm just saying, let's get our priorities straight. All right, that's enough. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls here. And who is up first here? Jim in PA, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, my friend. Thanks for holding through the analysis and the rant, but give us your take on it.
Well, I'd like to get back to how you open up the show with the trailer for the new movie, Why We Fight, and Eisenhower's final address. He should know about the military-industrial complex because he worked for the military-industrial complex. He ran the concentration camps in Germany, which was the disarmed enemy forces camps, where defenseless old men, women, and children were put there and forced to starve to death.
Our government killed 4 million Germans conservatively in the next 2 years of the occupation. That is an admitted number.
Right. He became a general December 1943 without ever having even seen one battle.
He was a logistics officer. And that's actually not true that he'd never seen one battle. He was a logistics officer in supply, never been a combat general directing forces in battle. He had been a captain in World War I in the same unit as MacArthur and saw heavy action, highly decorated.
Right, and his main function was to allow Stalin to take over Europe after the war. And we could see World War II was fought to make the world safe for communism as Europe's become quite socialized since WW2 ended.
Well, I agree with you. Stalin conservatively, I used to say 50 million. Now the official number that Russia says he killed 60 million. So, and they say first it was 40 million, then 50, now 60. The official Chinese government puts out books bragging how they killed 65 million.
Just one last point, Alex, is I'm looking at Dwight David Eisenhower's 1915 Howitzer West Point yearbook, a photocopy of that page. And under there, the title is... Dwight David Eisenhower, the terrible Swedish Jew. So, there you go. He was a Swedish Jew, I imagine, a Zionist. And he killed people, but nobody seemed to persecute him after World War II, like Irving and Zundel's been persecuted. So I've tied in your trailer with the Lipstadt interview.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir. I've got to say this. Number one, I'm not Jewish, but if I was, what would it matter? But I get accused every day of being Jewish. Like it's something bad. My hair has turned brown, but it was platinum blonde when I was a kid, and then golden brown, and then dirty blonde, and then I have brown hair. I have blue eyes. I'm German, Alsatian. I'm Irish, Scottish, English, obviously, Jones. But according to people, I'm a Mossad agent. I'm Jewish. My whole family's Jewish. No one in my mother's family or my dad's family is Jewish. It's not true. But it doesn't matter. I'm Jewish, and so when I hear that Eisenhower's Jewish, even if he was, does it matter? He didn't look Jewish. Sure didn't have the features, folks. He looked like a square-headed German to me. Believe me, I know I'm one of them. And of all the different European derivations, my mother's family is like Alsatian and German on both sides, and there's a little English Pope in there. But regardless, folks. Then I hear that he never saw combat. That statement you made is false. Now, many other statements you made were true, but I just don't know that. That would be interesting, though. I mean, I do know people do hide their Jewishness. Kerry hid it and then later said he was Jewish. Hillary's hidden it and now says she's Jewish. Is that true or is it for political aim? I don't know. All I know is I fight evil. And if you're Jewish and want to fight evil with me, then good. Or if you're black and want to fight evil, or you're Hispanic and want to fight evil with me, good. So many people never get caught up in fighting the New World Order. It's just caught up in talking about what seed line you're from. Or, do you have the birthright or all of this stuff. I'm just here to fight evil, folks. I was talking to Jack Blood this weekend. They were inviting me onto the Super Bowl. I said no. I was here working on a film last night and spending time with the family. But to make a long story short, he said, yeah, Alex, I'm fighting aspartame here at the Texas level, not because I want to save people. It's because Jews are dying from it. And he was being sarcastic. Jack Blood's not Jewish, but people say, because you don't hate Israel, you must be an evil, blah, blah, blah. And he said, yeah, that's why I'm fighting the toll roads, so Jews don't have to pay it. It's just this. Notice the people that are bashing all day and just, this is their radio show. Jew, 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 Jew. Did I mention Jew, 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 Jew? Zionist, 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 Zionist. And they go, oh, Zionist. Ooh, that'll really get them. You read the actual Zionist documents. It says we need to create anti-Semitism. We need to create oppression of our people. We want Nazi groups. Seriously. Because they all work together, folks. This is what the globalists do to then get us all fighting with each other. And then to persecute Jews so they'll go be the slaves of the Zionists. But people don't want to hear the truth on the show. They just want to bash Jews all day. You see, we're fighting toll roads. No matter what color you are, we don't want you to have a transponder taxing you thousands of dollars a year and tracking everything you do. We don't want you to drink aspartame, whether you're black or white or Jewish, because it eats holes in your brain. The government's own documents show when they tested it back in the 70s. Then Rumsfeld got it approved. You see, we don't like the chemtrails because it's bad for everybody. We don't like all of this stuff, and we're against genetic engineering because it screws up all of our futures. And see, all these losers who can't make it and don't have big audiences, and they've all been set right up against us. These other networks, other people, they've all been set right up against us, many of them provocateurs. And they wonder why they fail and why they can't succeed. Because people don't tune in to radio shows to hear the word Jew 500 times an hour. They tune into radio to hear analysis and information. And there's a lot of astute listeners who watch people and listen to people for years before they even make their mind up about it. And people decided this show has a track record, this broadcast has a track record, despite all my bombastic obnoxiousness, of being accurate and insightful, and we are the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. We're for freedom. Period. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. And I just think about this, and I think about these idiots persecute me and lie about me and just make up stuff. It's incredible. You think if somebody's going to make something up, they use a little bit of truth in it. No. They just out of whole cloth bear false witness against me all over the place, just total lies, just total manufactured everything. And half this stuff is a total lie, and the other half is like a mix of truth and lies, which is even more sneaky. But when you see stuff that's just all lies, what do you say to that? How do you respond? I don't have to. See, I've learned these idiots think they're hurting us. No, and they're so dumb. I say this, and they don't think it's serious. They think it's reverse psychology. No, I mean it. Keep it coming. Keep sending me all your listeners. Keep sending them all right here, where they're going to learn the truth and where we can maybe save this society and this civilization. You know, I have instant message. I have internal chat room. I never use it. I've started to use my instant message. We'll take some of your questions from instant message. But the reason I bring that up is because I had all my callers here written on a piece of paper. That's how I like to do it. The folks up in Minnesota tell me over the line who my callers are. Now I can't find the sheet because I'm a little bit foolish, and I start throwing papers around when I'm in here. Can you just tell me the next two callers so I don't have to do this over and over again? All right, Tom and San Fran. That should be enough till we get to the break. Okay, Tom and San Fran, thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for your first guest. I thought that was I was glad. I was actually hoping I could get on and ask her a few questions too. But I think you did a good job at
She was disingenuous and she was disingenuous and hypocritical. I mean, she said Zundel's connected to terrorist groups and so he deserves to be in there. Then she backtracked and changed what she said.
Oh yeah, and she did that the whole time. She was going back and forth, and so.
Oh, but here I am criticizing this lady and trying to get Irving out of prison, but Steve, I'm still bad though. I'm still a Mossad agent.
Yeah, it's obviously very it's your Jewishness, right?
Yes, exactly.
Shalom. Anyway, but I'm half Jewish myself, and I see like both sides of that.
Yeah, I mean, the Jewish groups, the rabid Jewish groups want everybody to be anti-Semitic. Seriously, they put the label on everybody, creating it, and then the other groups think everyone's an evil, person because they're Jewish, or everyone's Jewish when they aren't Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, on a different note to get off of that, I noticed that the 9/11 truth thing seems to come in waves where like things start to break out and then they kind of recede, and it seems to be another one happening now. I don't know if you heard Mike Malloy's show from last week on Air America. He basically came out ranting and saying all the talking about Project for a New American Century and just no question in his mind anymore that the Bush regime was involved. And,
Jones, there's even a lot of people. Now even some of the coast-to-coast AM folks that weren't in the camp with George Norrie and myself believing in government involvement, I mean, that was bold for George Norrie a couple of years ago to start saying, yeah, I think it looks like they may have been involved. Now even some of the other coast-to-coast hosts are starting to say it. So, I mean, a lot of people, they had a big symposium, what, in Florida? I meant to cover that, where all these prominent people are going public.
Is that, you're talking about in Utah, the Stephen Jones's?
No, there was another one in Florida. There's so many. How do you keep track of them?
Yeah, I'm just glad to hear that. And my final question is,
but see, let's not talk about 9/11 and government involvement. Let's just instead of saying a Hail Mary, let's just do a chant with the word Jew in it.
Yeah, I know exactly which programs you're talking about. So on a final note, I don't expect that these people would actually maybe say all that, go that far with things, but I was wondering if you ever considered trying to interview anyone like Stephen Colbert or Jon Stewart.
I've tried to get Stewart on, and I've tried to get Colbert on, who both really, I think, are good guys going as far as they can. And I've been contacted by Comedy Central like three times in the last 2 years, and they always, they call up and they go, hey, Alex, you live in New York, right? Come in here. We're going to have you live in studio today. And I go, this happened all 3 times. And I go, no, I do not live in New York. Well, everybody says you live here. I guess because I got a big following up there. And I'm like, no. And they go, okay, well, we'll fly up here next month. Okay, I guess they're on such short notice that I've never been on the show, but I know Stuart is aware of my work because I've been told that by his producers. So Stuart has seen my video. Stuart knows.
The show seems to follow. Sometimes I'll hear him talk about things the same day that I heard you talk about in the morning, like in the same manner.
No, a bunch of their producers do listen. And so say hi to him right now.
Hey, let's say hello to the NSA.
Look, I don't like to toot our horn because, frankly, I don't want to make it a cult of personality. It is not about me. It's about all of you guys. And I think that's great that let's toot our horn. I don't know if they're copying us, but they admit they listen.
No, they do it in a subtextual way that where they can get away with saying certain things, and they make it like it's a joke, but it's not a joke. But it's
well, that was pure genius. How because I hadn't pointed that out. I mean, they figured it out. They go, why is Oprah talking about? Why is the media talking about how we've been lied to about a stupid book, A Million Little Pieces? Why not talk about the real lies by our government? You see, they're giving us something petty that doesn't matter and doesn't affect any elites. Good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Clint and many others will continue with your calls, wide open phones, and there's so much other news. A bunch of audio clips. We are on a roll today. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. I'm kind of overheating here, so I'm going to settle down and try to come back in a focused manner. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome. Good morning, Clint. Go ahead. We're on the radio.
Clinton from Metro Milwaukee, and I have some very informative things. A question for you relates to your guest and Eisenhower himself. Now, I haven't acquired confirmation about what I'm going to say. I did send this man email asking him. His name is Richard Lynn. He's a professor emeritus from the University of Ulster. The assertion is that he stated somewhere in writing, and I've copied this out of some newsletter, that he said that he reviewed Eisenhower's Crusade in Europe, which is a book of 559 pages, six volumes of Churchill's Second World War, which totals 4,448 pages.
Okay, you're giving us the bibliography. Why don't you give us the info?
I'll get to it. And de Gaulle's three-volume memoirs, De Guerre, Memoirs of War, which is 2,054 pages. Now, this professor emeritus, who is mostly well-known for his scholarly work in intelligence of races, he stated that no mention of Nazi gas chambers, no genocide of the Jews, or no 6 million Jewish victims in any of those seminal works. I thought you should be aware of that. I wanted to pose that to your guest, but bad timing.
I understand. We had the professor on who, when David Irving, the alternative historian, revisionist as they call him, sued her for libel. She went to a British court.
Yeah, Irving.
David Irving. And he lost. I had her on about free speech, though. I'm not debating whether what Irving said is true or not. I'm saying he doesn't deserve to be in an Austrian prison for 3 months.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Not even allowed to defend himself. So what's Europe running around saying, we've got free speech to put a picture of Muhammad or a caricature of Muhammad in there? It's just all a red herring.
Couldn't agree more. And I'm saying, if you want a true scholar, a genuine scholar with a global reputation, ask your friend in Britain. I don't recall his name right now. Have him contact Richard Lynn, Professor Emeritus, University of Ulster.
Okay, well, we've got Yahoo Instant Message. We get a lot of tips from the listeners. Somebody send me that, and I'll be glad to, get into that ball of wax. The question is, will I be arrested if I have a guest on that says 6,500,000 Jews died? If they say more died, will you be arrested? Because there's a German law, I've read it, you have to say 6 million exactly. Will I be arrested if I say under that amount died? You see, we know Hitler, I believe Hitler was bad, did kill a bunch of people and was a National Socialist, but doesn't it almost then legitimize things when people go to jail when they for engaging in free speech? Thanks for the call. It's amazing. Because if you don't believe in all free speech, you don't believe in any of it. And that's the point I'm making here. When we come back, I promise we'll go right back to your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Wow, the callers are actually calling in on a topic I've raised. But I'm talking about free speech, period. What about this lady up in Connecticut where the people at the drive-thru window, she supposedly said the N-word to them, allegedly, and she and her boyfriend were arrested. Now, folks, again, when a black person or Hispanic says something racist to me, I don't freak out and then hate all blacks or hate all Hispanics. Somehow, out there in the press, people just think that all whites don't like other groups of people. Regardless, folks, I believe that this lady has the right to call somebody the N-word. Then I think their manager has a right to say, we're not going to serve rude people like you. Move on down the street, because it's a private establishment. But I don't know. If this continues, I'm going to go out on the street, and I'm going to, with a bullhorn, say every racist word there is in the dictionary. Not because I enjoy it, but because it's the First Amendment.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.